Hey everybody, it's Leslie
and Yvonne,
and we're here to talk to you about all the reasons why being a teenager sucks. Anyways, Yvonne, why do you think being a teenager sucks?
Well, see, now that you're a teenager, you can't do any more fun little kid stuff anymore.
Yeah, apart from that, they also treat... But you can't do the little kid stuff, but they treat you like a little kid. You have to do the adult stuff, but they don't treat you like an adult.
They want
I'm getting loud.
Yes, you are.
I can tell. The poor lines. I'm sorry, I ear raped you. Oh my. That was worse.
Well, then they want us, like... The parents want us to act like adults, but they treat us like kids.
I know. It sucks. You know, my mom's like, you're not a kid. You're not an adult. No, tú no te mandas sola. But the minute I don't do something around the house, it's like, ¿quieres que te tratemos como un adulto, pero no actúas? Girl! I am so sorry. And can we talk about how much high school sucks? Just like straight
up. Apart from teenagers sucking, high school sucks even more.
You know, no, but you're a teenager in high school. Like, it sucks. You got this acne. You got this weight growing.
You got people judging you.
You got people judging you. You got all these standardized tests that don't measure your true intellectualness, but really what the school board thinks is intellectual. You could be so smart in a different way, but they'll never see that because all they care about is their state-mandated testing, and that's not fair to all the kids who, you know, have intelligence in other formats, who are artistically smart, who are smart in music, because no one's ever going to see that because the school tells them they're not good enough just because they don't do well in math or English or science. It's not fair. And outside of high, yeah, and aside from like just the way high school grades and their expectations, there's also the issues with making friends. A lot of people don't know who they are. A lot of people are very fake. A lot of people expect something from you. Yeah, it's very true. And it's just, all right, so today I want to talk about specifically high school. Because let me just tell you, if you don't know, high school's not fun. So you're in ninth grade, you don't know anybody. You don't know anybody, and you don't have any friends, and you go in there, and you're like, okay, shit, what am I going to do? I can say it, because it's about teenagers. Leave me alone. PG-13 podcast. I can say it. No, I can't. Anyways, and even if you do have friends, times are changing. Y'all are changing. Who knows if they're even still your friend?
There's so many people that are talking behind your back right now, and you don't even know it.
And honestly, once you get, like, to 10th grade, it's the same issues. But now you're in that weird, awkward limbo between people telling you that, like, the 10th grade year is when mostly it hits that. You have to be an adult, but you have to be a kid. Because, you know, once you hit 11th grade, you start looking at colleges and stuff, so they treat you more like an adult. But when you're in 10th grade, you're not yet looking at colleges, but they're asking you to look at colleges. And you're like, but what am I supposed to be looking for? And they're like, yeah, I don't know, find out. And you're like, you don't even know what you're looking for, and it's an issue. But you're also, you know, they're like, okay, but you have to behave, and you have to act a certain way, and don't be doing too much. And your parents are like, don't be doing too much, when everyone else is telling you to do too much. So it's not fair.
Especially when you're asking for help in class.
Oh my god.
They're asking for help and they're like, go ask another person. And when another person doesn't even know it, what are you supposed to do then?
You know what I hate? What? When you tell a teacher, oh, I need help. And they tell you, ask your partner. And then you go to ask your partner. And then you're like, why are y'all talking?
Oh my god. Did that go all the way up?
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
That was a bit loud.
As you can tell, I'm very frustrated. I'm a very frustrated person. I'm very easily frustrated. Leslie is loud and Leslie is frustrated.
Oh, yes. And I'm over here being quiet because, yeah.
Also, high school's really hard if you're gay. Because everyone acts a little gay. And you're not sure who's actually gay.
You don't know if you're straight or not.
You're like, are you gay or are you just liberal?
Especially with the boys. They're with their homies. They're like, oh, so boring. Let me
And they're super homophobic. The gayest straight boys are homophobic. I'm like, I can get bullied for being like bi and shit because they're like, you like pussy. I don't know what the fuck. But like, they'd be over there with their homeboys like, hey, boy, why'd you got all that cake? And I'm like, Also, if you couldn't tell, I was raised in the ghetto. I was not raised in a nice little neighborhood with the white picket fences. No, I was raised in the ghetto. So I was raised with teachers who don't know how to teach and who are underpaid and kids who just don't know what they're doing with themselves and probably don't get fed by their parents, and their parents probably don't have time to take care of them because they're always working. Shut up, you do get fed.
But I get more fed when I'm with you guys.
That's because you don't like eating your mother's food.
That's also true.
Oh, yeah. And then all the insecurities that come with high school and self-expression. Can we talk about how hard it is for kids in the arts, like poetry, visual arts, theater, music? High school puts no effort into that. High school does not acknowledge that. All they care about is their sports programs, even if they're like my school, who has football team hasn't won one fucking game. But no. Let's put our money in the football team, who hasn't won a single game. The little money that we have, instead of maybe offering a theater class, you know, for the kids who like their fucking theater. I get heated. I get heated real easy.
Yes. What's with it in people?
Also, can I just say, I'm sorry, Yvonne, I know you're a ninth grader, but you're 14 now. Let me just say, to quote John Mulaney, 13-year-olds are the meanest people I've ever met.
I used to judge a lot when I was 13. I still do, but towards other people I don't like, yes.
Oh, well, obviously, everyone judges people they don't like, and I try to make an effort to be nice to them and not judge them, but sometimes people deserve to be judged. Just a little bit.
High school have the rudest kids ever. Speaking of
also, if you haven't watched John Mulaney, I recommend to go watch They're New in Town on Netflix, please. I love John Mulaney. He's an icon.
Speaking of a high school, I always thought high school was like High School Musical. That they'd be singing everywhere. They'd be nice. Sometimes I would watch Diary Wimpy Kid, right? I thought they'd be like bullies there.
You wanted to be Sharpay?
Yes. And I thought there were gonna be bullies in high school. People were gonna bully you and stuff, make fun of your mom and stuff. I walk into high school, nobody is like that.
Nobody
like,
talks to you. If you don't talk to anybody, nobody talks to you.
Oh yes.
No, but it's just. It's hard. It's hard being in high school because it's so many contradictions of everything you've ever known and everything you've ever seen. But that's just one of the many reasons why being a teenager sucks.